This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Now, back to a couple of guys that see nothing wrong with being in the doghouse.
We're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and we're talking with Carlene Bellier, the Executive Director of the Michigan Veterinary Medical Association, and Dr. Jim Lloyd, the Associate Dean at the College of Michigan State University's Veterinary Medicine School. So before the break, we talked about what is it that a vet or a person should think about when they're looking for a vet, and I'd love to get your opinion on that subject. So, Carlene, we'll start with you.
Well, pet owners should use the same care and criteria when picking a veterinarian that they do when picking a human doctor. They need to think about a lot of different things, and they need to ask the veterinarian that they're considering some questions. What are their regular office hours, and will that fit with their schedule? Who covers the practice when the doctor's unavailable? What does the doctor recommend that they do in case of an emergency and during after hours? So you need to find out enough about the practice to feel comfortable going there and to feel good about the people that work there. It's also important to know what other services they offer, if they offer grooming or boarding, if those happen to be services that you're going to need. So it's good to do your homework. It's also good to ask them if they are a member of the Michigan Veterinary Medical Association or another association, because if they are more likely to be a veterinarian who seeks out continuing education and really stays on top of everything in the profession.
And I would imagine it's a very changing profession. And maybe you can comment a little bit about that and how important that is.
It is a changing profession. New medical knowledge is developed every day, and so it's very important for veterinarians to continue to seek out continuing education to broaden their level of knowledge.
You know, the points that Carlene makes are all very good ones and valid. The other thing that we remember is that as we talk to our students in the college, we remind them that on the end of every leash, on the end of every lead shank, on the handle of every cage that's being carried, pet carrier that's being carried, there's a human. And so this really is about the pets and the animals, but it's really also and sometimes even more so about the people and the relationships. And so while it's important to check out all the things that Carlene's mentioned, it's really important that you have a good relationship with the veterinarian and the staff. It's got to be a staff that you're comfortable in working with, communicating with, feel like they know what your interests are and what your needs are, what your relationship with your animal is, and so that they can communicate back and forth so you can plan the health care of your pets.
Yeah, we've had guests on here that have made statements more or less that, you know, I like my dog more than I like people. Well, if that's the case, you know, if you're really looking at your pet for his advocate, you know, you better, if you actually don't enjoy interacting with the general public, then it's even more critical because you're that liaison between, if you don't like to talk to him, trust me, your dog's not going to get up and have much of a conversation either. So that's where that preliminary conversation with your veterinarian comes into play. Maybe what steps could they take as a person in their living room with their pup next to them at getting involved with their veterinarian? Can you imagine ways in which you can dialogue with that person? Do they call him up or what do they do?
Well, there are a few ways to do that. One is to get a recommendation from a friend, somebody okay. that you know, another pet owner who you are comfortable with. You have a similar relationship with your pets and animals and goals. Some practice that they're comfortable with and staff that they're comfortable with is likely to be one that you're going to fit in with. The other thing then is to do a practice visit. Many practices have open houses, and so to inquire and see, do you have an open house when we can come in and we can see the practice, meet the staff, meet the veterinarians there, and beyond that, just to schedule a visit and go in and meet with them and visit with them. I think they're all good ideas.
Okay.
Well, and I also think one of the important steps is to go to important websites that are out there that have great information and help you understand what services different vets have to offer and what they, how they kind of see themselves. But again, I'm also going to emphasize they really should visit your website because your association really does provide outstanding information for the average person to get about about the different vets that are out there. Carlene, can you share with the listeners what your web address is and how to get access to that information?
Our website is at www.michvma.org, and there is a section on the website that's specifically for animal owners, and it's got a variety of information, not only the Find a Vet option that you can use to help you find a good veterinarian, but also information on cost of compassion, why veterinarians charge what they do, dog bite, why spay, neuter, overweight pets, pet loss support, that kind of information that they might be interested in.
See, that's fantastic information and stuff that I hope everyone will get access to. I guess before we let you go, you do have another upcoming event. It is a ways away, but I do think that we should mention it. Can you tell the public about People, Pets, and Vets that you've got coming up toward the end of 2010?
People, Pets, and Vets is an event that we've held in local areas around the state. We have one coming up in Macomb County in November, and it's an exhibit where we have between 50 and 100 different groups come in. Some of them are veterinarians, some of them might be shelter groups, some of them are blood banking entities, a wide variety of educational exhibits, and they come in with all sorts of fun things for children to do. They bring animals, both large animals, small animals. And it's just a lot of fun and a great opportunity for young kids to learn and also for their parents to learn a lot about veterinary medicine.
You know, and the listening audience here in Michigan, sometimes we've been taking a little bit of a rough time through these economic times. We're kind of on the bottom of the ladder on a lot of things, but we're on the top of the ladder on a few things, and certainly the MSU Veterinary Clinic, that's definitely one top to the profession, and we maybe can tip our hat to Dr. Lloyd, but also for Carlene, she's the executive director of this organization, and she was also recognized by her peers throughout the entire United States as the executive director of the year. So you don't realize what reputation our veterinary community has here in Michigan from outside the state, but looking from outside the state in to recognize Carlene and to know that we have Michigan State University, which is one of the most respected institution here in the United States. Dr. Lloyd, maybe you could comment a little bit about, I think there's something important also on that respect.
Well, yeah, thank you for giving me the opportunity to mention to the listening audience that we are celebrating our 100th year of graduating veterinarians in the College of Veterinary Medicine at Michigan State University. We're thrilled about that. We do see ourselves as one of not only the leading veterinary schools in the country, but also the world. One of the reasons that we've attained that, at least over recent years, is because our close relationship with the MVMA, our close working relationship with the practitioners in the state, and through the leadership of Carlene and her well-noted leadership in the MVMA. The MVMA is also recognized as one of the leading organizations of its type in the country.
Well, thank you very much for being there for Michigan.
Yeah, we're glad to have had both of you in here. We've been talking to Carlene Bellier, the Executive Director of the Michigan Veterinary Medical Association, as well as Dr. Jim Lloyd, who is the Associate Dean at the College of Veterinary Medicine at Michigan State University. Thank you both for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And Rick, that's about all the time we've got for this week's show, but we do hope that all of you will be back with us here next week at 11 a.m. for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. On behalf of Rick Pruse, I'm Lee Cohen, hoping you have a great week, and for gosh sakes, we hope all of you will take great care of your pets. Thanks again for joining us.